Hallelujah. Good morning. May peace be with brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 大家早安，愿神的平安与大家同在。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is Christian honoring the elderly. That is to honor our parents.
今天早上要用基督徒的敬老，以尊敬父母来跟大家勉励。
This afternoon is our annual senior appreciation day.
大家都知道，今天下午呢，我们要举开我们每一年度的敬老会。
Our members come here with a very glad heart.To present our blessing and appreciation for our senior in our church.
敬老会让大家能够很开心的来到教会堂聚会，并且表示我们对于年老人的尊敬。
And we know that there's a saying in Chinese.
中国话也这么说。
You have to take care of your own elderly before you take care of other people's elderly.
也就是先要爱自己的父母，才能够去爱
老吾老、
老吾老以及人之老。
This is very important.
这句话很重要的。
This is not only Chinese teaching.
这不只是中国人这么说。
But also is biblical teaching.
也是圣经上所说的。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 20.
我们请看出埃及记的第二十章。
The book of Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记第二十章。
Verse 12.
第二十章的第十二节。出埃及第二十章第十二节，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。
In Exodus chapter 20, tell us about the Ten Commandments.
在二十章里面告诉我们神的十诫。
The first four commandments is concerning our relationship to God.
头四诫是关系到我们跟神之间的关系。
The rest of the six.Concerning our relationship to other human beings.
紧接下来的六诫呢，都是有关于人跟人之间的关系。
Now, what is the fourth? What is the fourth commandment? What is the fifth commandment?
那么第五诫是什么呢
？It's verse 12 here to honor your parents.
第五诫就是第十二节所讲的，要孝敬父母。
Of course, when a child is very small.
当小朋友还小的时候
，There's no life, no ability to live by himself.
当然没有办法自己独立的生活。
Of course, you have to listen to the parent and depend on the parent.
在这个时候，小朋友当然要依靠父母，听从父母。
You have to do whatever the parents say.
也就是听父母所讲的一切的事情。
But when a person grow up, it's different.
但是当一个人长大了
，He have own independent thinking.
那么他有他自己的单独想法。
And nowadays in our society,
今天在我们的社会里呢
，Not paying so much attention on elderly people.
我们社会有一个现象，就是渐渐的不再尊敬老人了。
Especially in the Western culture.
特别是在西方的社会文化里。
Let alone people don't quite respect the elderly people outside the society.
那么今天我们看到社会上许多的人都不再尊敬老人家了。
And they also don't like old people.
而且甚至不喜欢老人家。
They would think that old people is always talking about the same thing.
总觉得老人家总是重复的同样的话。
啰啰嗦嗦啊。
很啰啰嗦嗦的
they're causing trouble,
而且甚至会引起一些不方便麻烦
take my time so much,
或是占我自己时间太多了
Some young people, they would even try to avoid old people
有些年轻人甚至开始避免跟老人家在一起
they say, Oh, I don't want to talk to old people, I have my own friends
总觉得说我不要跟老人家说话因为我有自己的年轻年朋友
But this is the society, what the society are doing now
那这是今天社会存在的一种不好的现象
But the Bible tells us
但是圣经告诉我们
We are Christians
我们是基督徒
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女
We have to live out the word of God.
那么我们就要活出神的道理
Because we are different.
因为我们是不同的
We have to live a holy life.
所以我们要有过出属灵的生活
So what does a holy life mean?
那么什么是圣洁的生活属灵的生活十诫的
We have to live it into our daily life.
换句话我们要把十诫带在我们的生活里面实现出来
The fifth commandment.
第五诫
Which is the first commandment concerning human being relationship.
第五诫也就是人与人之间当中的第一诫
is to tell us to respect our parents, to honor our parents.
这个第一诫就告诉我们说要孝敬父母。
This is very, very important.
换句话，这非常重要。
So today we talk about that. The first things before you take care of other elderly people, you have to take care of your own elderly people, which is your parent at home.
所以换句话说，今天我们谈别人家的老人之前，我们首先要看看自己家里面的老人，我们是不是真的照顾到了
？Yes, today is senior appreciation day.
当然，今天是我们每一年的敬老会。
We can buy all the flowers, buy all the gifts, and clap the hands for the senior in our church.
在敬老会我们可以这个颁奖可以换礼物可以跟老人家带花大家都很开心。
But if we go home,
但是回家了呢
？We don't even treat our parents with respect and honor.
如果我们回家之后，我们就不再尊敬老人的话。
Our own parent.
我们自己的父母亲。
Then what we do here is only a show.
那么我们这一小时在这里，只是一场节目而已。
It is not important meaning.
那么这个节目对我们人生来讲没有任何意义。
So before we say we respect or appreciate other senior, we have to think about.Our own senior at home.
所以今天我们谈敬老会，当我们要尊敬别人家老人的时候，我们是不是在家里面尊敬自己的父母呢
？Now let's take a look at this commandment. It's very special.
我们特别看一看这个经节。
Now verse 12 here says, "Honor your parent."
十二节一开头就说当孝敬父母。
Now, Bible tells us very clearly, "Honor your parent."
圣经告诉很清楚了，要孝敬父母。
Bible did not say, "Honor your parent if they are good to you."
这里并没有一个条件说孝敬父母，但是。只有在父母对你好的时候
，The Bible doesn't honor your parent because they are reasonable.
这里没有告诉我们说，如果父母亲是有理由的话，才听他的。
Bible did not say honor your parent only if they love you so much.
圣经也没有告诉我们说，只有父母爱我们的时候，我们才要孝敬他。
The Bible tells us just simply as that honor your parent first stop, no other condition.
在圣经里面只有这四个字，当孝敬父母。
Why?
为什么
？Because God tells us clearly.
因为圣经，神告诉我们非常清楚。
Our parent is our parent, no matter what.
今天身为我们父母的，不管怎么样，他就是我们的父母。
We cannot say, "Oh, the parent did not treat me well, so why should I pay attention to him?"
我们不可以说在生活里面父母对我不好，所以我为什么要尊敬他
？Oh, he hurt me so much. Why should I treat him well?
啊，在我的生活里面，他伤害我太深，我为什么要孝敬他？
He didn't treat me fair among the brother and sister. He loved the youngest brother. He didn't like me, so why should I treat him well?
或是在这个兄弟姐妹当中，他对我最不公平，我们为什么要孝敬他
？The Bible did not give us this reason.
圣经并没有告诉我们这是条件式的。
Even a parent is not perfect.
换句话，今天就算我们的父母不是那么完美
，Even a parent treat you something wrong.
是的，就算父母亲对我们有些不好
，Even a parent may have hurt you.
就算父母亲对我们有伤害
，Or the parent-in-law.The father-in-law, mother-in-law is not that perfect.
或是我们的岳父母呢，并不是这么的完美。
But still, you have to honor them because this is the commandment of God.
但是重点回到圣经这一节说，不管如何都要孝敬父母。
Why?
为什么
？Because God look at us. Look, God look at this area.
因为神非常重视这一方面的事情。
Because why we have to honor the parent?
为什么我们说要孝敬父母呢
？First, because it is God who used our parent to bring us to this earth.
因为神借着我们的父母呢。带我们来到这个世界上
This is very important.
这是一个重点
No matter your parents are good or bad to you
不论我们的父母好跟不好
It's still through them God has bring you to the world
重点是因为他们我们才来到这个世界
If without your parents
如果没有我们的父母
We will not be sitting around here today
今天我们没有一位可以坐在这个地方
If without a parent to raise us up during our childhood or baby
尤其我们当还小还是婴儿的时候父母亲辛苦养我们长大
If they didn't feed us
如果他不养我们
Give us shelter
给我们住的
Throw us away on the garbage.
只是就把我们丢在路上的话
，just die outside.
那我们就这样就会死掉的。
So only think about this point.
所以我们只要回想这一件事情。
No matter your parent is perfect or not.
所以不论我们的父母亲好跟不好
，your parents still deserve your respect and honor.
换句话，我们的父母亲总是需要我们来尊敬他。
Actually, nobody is perfect.
当然，没有人是完美的。
Because we know that our parent and our age gap.Usually it's like 20 or 30 years, sometimes 40 years difference.
我们都知道父母亲跟小孩子的距离20、30年，有的人甚至40年的差距。
Nowadays people say only 12 years, 15 years is a generation.
今天我们说这个时代呢，每十年到十二年就是一个时代。
Our parent, the age gap to us is so much so great.
所以我们看到父母亲跟我们的差距跟年代的差距，确实有它的距离存在。
You never be able to imagine.What is the life like in your parents' time?
换句话，在我们生活里面，我们没有办法去想象我们的父母亲当时他怎么过生活的。
Sometimes we only think that, oh, our parents didn't treat me well.
有时候我们只是抱怨说，哎呀，父母亲对我不好。
They spend so much time working, they never care about us.
我们常常会埋怨父母亲每天工作都不管我们。
They may think that, oh, she loves other child, not me.
甚至有时候觉得说，父母亲不爱我，都爱其他的哥哥姐姐。
But we didn't know the real life.
但是我们不晓得这真正的生活，父母过的是什么样子。
The life is tougher than the life that we live here today.
对父母亲来讲，当时他们过的生活绝对比我们现在更艰难。
We never imagine ourselves.
我们没有办法去想象我们自己在那个时候。
Because now we live in a very comfortable life.
今天我们住的不就是很生活、很舒适的生活吗
？So the Bible tells us to honor our parents.
所以圣经这边告诉我们要孝敬父母。
Because this is what we're supposed to do.
因为这是我们应该要做的。
Even without the blessing, that is what we're supposed to do.
就算没有神的祝福来，我们还是要做的这件事情。
What separates a human being and an animal?
今天我们说人跟动物有什么不同？
In the animal kingdom,
在这个动物的世界里
they give birth to children, the babies.
动物交配之后就会生小孩，就会生小动物。
Just like us, they also raise them up.
那么就好像我们一样会生养，然后把他们养大。
But in the animal kingdom,
但是在这个动物的世界里
when the animal grew up,
当小动物长大了
they'll just go on their way.
小动物长大之后就走了。
Very few of them, even almost none, will come back to take care of the parents they are old.
我们很少看到在动物界里面会这样子回来去孝敬、会尊敬或照养他的父母亲。
You very seldom see any kind of animal will do this kind of thing.
我们很少看到任何的动物会有这样尊敬的心肠存在。
But human being is different.
但是我们人类却不同。
In all different kind of culture,
不论你在什么样的文化
，human have this conscience.
人类有这样的良知。
Oh my parents is old.
会觉得自己的父母亲老了
I should take care of him or her.
既然他们老了我们就要有责任照顾他
so what separate human being and animal?
所以今天我们说人跟动物有什么不一样
One of the main difference,
最重要的一个差别
human being have this kind of idea of filial piety.
所以换句话人会有这样子从心里来的一种良知
孝顺父母
的孝顺父母的良知
animal didn't have.
动物是不具有这样子。
So this means God already programmed this in our heart, in our conscience.
换句话，神已经早早把这样的良知放在每一个人的心里面。
As we are supposed to honor and respect our parents.
换句话，我们就应当要孝敬父母才对。
Now, in the verse chapter 20, verse 12, tells us, honor your parents so that your days on the life shall be long.
所以二十章第十二节这边继续说，孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。
This commandment is the only commandment related with a blessing.
这个十诫呢，这是唯一的一条诫命呢，跟着应许跟祝福的。
Of course, the first four commandments, only the Sabbath day, Sabbath one, keeping the Sabbath with a blessing.
头四个诫呢，只有在说遵守安息圣日是有这个祝福的。
The rest of the six.Only this obey, honor a parent have blessing.
剩下六戒人与人之间的关系的六戒里面，只有这一戒呢是带有祝福的。
Other commandments tell you don't do this, don't do that.
我们可以看得到，其他几戒都是告诉你不可这样，不可那样。
If you do that, you have trouble.
换句话，如果你做了，就有麻烦了。
But this commandment, honor your parent, God said you have to do this.
但是这里说到了孝敬父母的这个诫命呢，说你一定要这么做、哦。
Because by this you have blessing.
因为做了就有福气。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们请看新约以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3.
以弗所书第六章第一节到第六节。以弗所书第六章第一节。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。第二节、第三节要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Bible tells us honoring a parent is the first commandment with a promise with a blessing.
在这边又说到了要孝敬父母呢，是第一条带应许的诫命。
If you do it, you'll be blessed.
换句话
，Simple as that.
如果你做了，就能够得福。
So now we talk about what kind of blessing can we receive if we honor our parent.
所以今天我们要谈谈说，如果孝敬父母的话，那什么样的应许，什么样的福气会来喽
？The first one.
第一个。
If you honor a parent.
如果我们孝敬父母的话
，Your children will also honor you when you become old.
那么我们的孩子呢？当我们年纪大的时候，他们同样的也会孝敬我们。
This is very very natural.
这是很自然的现象。
Children have eyes to look at whatever the parent doing.
我们看看我们的小朋友，每一个人都带了一个锐利的眼睛在看着我们怎么样对自己的父母。
They are not only looking at how wife and husband treating each other.
他们并不只是看说他的爸爸妈妈他的这个所谓夫妻之间的关系如何。
They look at the parent marriage.
他们看看这个父母亲 的婚姻状况。
In future, their marriage will be affected.
换句话，这个婚姻状况会带进他们的心理里面，日后会影响他们决定婚姻的事情。
If you look at the parent, how the parent treat their parent, their own parent.
所以今天我们的小朋友看到我们如何对待自己的父母的时候
，Then they will know when you become old how they treat you.
那么他们就会知道说，当我们年纪大的时候，他们如何来带我们。
There was a story say like this.
有这么一个故事这么说
In the old times, taking care of old people is really a burden.
在很久以前，在古时候呢，如果要照顾父母亲、老人家是很困难的。
Because old people cannot work and they are sick, they have to be taken care.
那么相对的，老人家会生病，会不行动不便，没有办法工作，所以要被人家照顾的。
This one particular place have a special custom.
那么在这么一个很特殊习俗的一个地方
，When an old person become like 70 years old，
当一个老人家达到70岁的时候
，The villager, the family will bring the old people。
那么这个村庄或这个家庭呢，就会带着这个老人家呢
，Bound him up，
那把他绑起来，把他绑起来
，And then bring him to the deep forest，
然后把他带到深山里
，And then just let him stay there，
然后就让他在这个深山里过活
，He will just die by himself starvation。
那么换句话呢，就他就在那边很自然的就饿死了
，Because old people eat a lot of food。
因为老人家吃得多
，so they think, oh, by let them die naturally, so we save our resources。
所以这样的习俗就是把他们绑起来丢到深山里呢，干脆这样可以节约能源。
So one day，
有这么一天
，and father bring the old father, old mother, bind them up, bring them to the forest。
有个做爸爸的就把他自己的父母呢绑起来，哎，把他送到深山里去了。
And then the child said, "Can I follow you?"
小朋友就问了、啊，爸爸，我可不可以跟你去啊
？Yeah, you can follow me。
小孩那爸爸说来啊跟你一起来吧
帮着 the old man, the old man.
所以这小朋友亲眼看到他把他的父母亲绑起来
the old man, old man crying.
那当然这个 老爸爸妈妈当然就是一直哭了
so pitiful, I'm going to be dying by myself.
换句话 这老人家也知道自己就会死在这深山里了
put them into the forest.
然后他们就被放在深山里
the father unrobed
然后爸爸就把他绑起来
okay, you stay there.
然后就告诉他的父母亲说：“你就待这儿吧。”那当然就很难过了。
Throw the rope on the ground.
然后呢，把剩下的东西丢在地上。
And they left.
然后就走了。
The father left with the child.
那这个年轻的爸爸带着小孩就走了。
And then after a while, they look back.
然后呢，过了一会，他们回头看。
Hey, my son, what are you doing?
他们看说，哎，他问他小孩说：“你在做什么
？”Why you pick up the rope?
为什么你要把绳子捡起来
？What did the child say?
小孩说什么
？Father, when you're old, I'll use this rope to bind you.
小孩子说：“爸爸，你老的时候，我要用同样的一条绳子把你绑起来丢在这里啊。
”It's true, right?
真的是这个样子。
Whatever we are doing to our parents, the children will copy most likely.
所以换句话，今天我们怎么样对我们的父母呢？小朋友看了都看在眼里。
If you look around,
如果今天我们看看四周
，If you look around those people who really respect the parent, really love their parent,
今天我们看看四周围的朋友们，他们如果真的很尊敬父母的话
，Usually look at their future, look at the children when they grow up, they will do the same thing.
所以同样的，我们会看到他们小孩长大的时候一样的孝顺父母。
Because most of us have children.
因为今天我们每一个人都有小朋友。
And most of us, and actually all of us will get old one day.
因为今天我们都会有一天年纪大。
So,How will we want to treat our parents?
所以今天我们谈说，我们如何要孝敬父母。
Think about this is your future.
我们要想想，我们如何做，就是未来人家会对我怎么做。
But nowadays, people focus more on next generation rather than the previous generation.
今天我们看到很多人都是强调下一个时代的人，而不是上个时代的人。
They spend so much time with the children.
他们会花许多的时间跟自己的小孩在一起。
But very little time with their parents.
但是花一点点时间跟着自己的上一代在一起。
So much money on the children.
我们会花很多的钱在小孩的身上。
But very little on the parents.
但是花一点点的钱在上一代人的身上。
So.We have to understand.
所以我们必须要深刻了解这一点。
We have to honor our parents.
我们必须要像圣经所说的孝敬父母。
Now and then we will be blessed. Here tells us we will be blessed.
那么这告诉我们说，我们就会得福哦。
Now what kind of blessing?
那得什么福呢
？Here the Bible tells us he will enjoy long days and be blessed in his life.
这边说得福，第一个就在世上长寿。
Why honoring parents will related to living a long life?
这样的得福气怎么会说孝敬父母就能够在世长寿呢
？Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4 verse 10.
我们请看箴言第四章。
Proverbs 4 verse 10.
箴言第四章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 10.
箴言第四章的第十节，我儿，你要听受我的言语，就必延年益寿。
Here tell us, when you listen to the teaching of the law, you enjoy longevity.
这边说到说，如果我们听受主的言语，就能够延年益寿。
Now, why, if your relationship with your parent is good related to your life?
那么为什么说我们听从父母的话呢？哎，跟延年益寿有关呢
？Now we know that our parent is very close to us.
我们都知道父母亲跟我们是最亲近的。
If your relationship with your parent is bitter.
如果我们今天跟父母亲的关系是一个很糟糕的关系
，First, you tell us.
首先，这里告诉我们
，You will not be happy.
我们在生活上就不开心了，不高兴了。
Because your parent is the one closest to you.
因为呢，父母亲跟我们最近。
He is the one who have the biggest grace to you.
换句话，父母亲对我们是最好，在生活上最好的一个人。
If you are not in good terms to them,
如果今天我们跟他的关系不好
，How can you be happy in your heart?
那么在我们的心里面，在我们生活上，怎么能够快乐的起来
？Because you cannot deny they are your parent.
因为我们没有办法否认，今天站在面前就是我们的父母。
But if you have a very good relationship with your parent,
相反的，今天如果跟父母亲有很好的亲子关系
，You love them.
我们爱他们
They love you.
他们爱我们
You must be a very happy person.
那么在生活里面我们就是一个非常快乐的人
Because you have someone to care for you.
因为有人我们会知道在生活里面有人照顾着我们
And then you know you're fulfilling your duty.
那么我们也知道自己在尽自己该尽的义务跟责任
Secondly, why is related to longevity?
那么第二个我们谈说为什么孝顺父母会延年益寿呢
Human beings have a lot of relationship with each other.
因为我们知道人与人之间有很多的关系存在
Many relationships are superficial.
有很多关系都是表面关系。
But some relationship will reveal your whole person.
但是有些人与人之间关系却能够发展出每个人的最深的个性。
We can say like this.
我们可以这么说。
If a person has a very good relationship with his parent,
如果一个人跟父母亲的关系非常的好
his relationship to other human beings around him is most likely to be good.
那么反过来，他在生活上与其他人的生活关系。相对的就会好
，because he know how to treat his parent.
因为他知道在家里面如何对待自己的父母。
Sometimes treating our own parents is not an easy thing.
有时候我们会觉得发现要对待父母不容易啊。
Because when they get old, the emotion is different, the habit is different, the thinking is different.
因为我们大家都经历过，父母亲年老之后，他们的脾气不同，脾气改变，生活也改变了。
But still, you're in good terms with them.
但是重点是我们仍然在生活里面跟他们相处得很好。
Then your relationship with other people are most likely very good.
我们一旦懂得这个道理之后，相对的，我们跟别人的相处关系也会相对的好。
But if your parent, your relationship with parent is not good.
相反的，如果我们跟在生活上跟父母亲关系不好
，it's bitter.
是不好的关系。
Then you go outside your relationship with other people, not easy to be good.
那么这种痛苦的关系带到我们的日常生活，跟别人的人际关系恐怕就糟糕了。
There was once a father, there was a son.
有这么一个父亲告诉他的小孩。
The son is looking for a wife, looking for a young woman to be a wife.
那么他的儿子呢，在找太太。
What the father tell him?
爸爸怎么说呢
？I'm not telling you to look for someone pretty.
爸爸说，我告诉你啊，不是找漂亮的。
I'm not looking for someone good.
我也不是建议你呢，找
physical beauty，
或者所谓的外表很美丽的。
I tell you to find someone。
我告诉你该找什么样的女人。
The heart is good。
要找一个心好的女人。
The son asked, "How can I know her heart is good?"
儿子就说了，那我怎么知道这个女人心很好呢
？Because when you are dating, everybody trying to be good。
因为呢，当你在约会的时候，一切都是美好的。
Well, how do you know the heart?
那么我怎么知道这个人，这个坐在我对面的人心好呢
？The father said, "I'll teach you, my son. Give you wisdom."
那么这个爸爸说：“来，我告诉你一些选人的智慧。
You look at a woman.
你看这个女人呢
？Look at how she treat the old people.
你看看这个女人平常在生活上如何对待老人家
？How she talk her mother, her father.
啊，如何她跟她的爸爸妈妈怎么说话
？You look at this.
你看，你仔细观察这一点。
You know much about this person.
那么你就了解这个坐在你对面的女人是什么样的人
？Really, if a person is kind to old people.
所以换句话，如果一个人在生活上对老人家很好
，kind to his own parent.
那么对自己的父母亲很好
He or she must be very kind.
那么这个人相对就是个好人
This cannot be pretend.
这个没有办法去假装出来的
Of course, when we see young babies, young children, we all very happy smile, right?
当然我们看到这个小婴孩的时候呢我们看到很开心
Children very cute running around.
我们觉得他们很可爱的跑来跑去的
Everybody will become kind.
那每个人都觉得每个人都会变成好像外表都是很好的人
But when we see old people walking around or making trouble, we will not everybody have the patience.
但是如果我们看到老人家走来走去了反而造成一些麻烦了没也许我们没有办法有那个耐心了
But if you see the person with kind heart, so patient to his own parents, so patient to the old people.
但是我们如果观察这个人对老人家对他自己的父母这么有耐心的话
Wow, really, he is a good person.
那么我们可以说了可以断定这个人绝对是个好心的人
So here tell us, if you have good relationship with a parent, of course you enjoy long days because you are happy and your relationship with other people are so good.
所以今天如果我们对我们的父母亲好跟我们父母亲关系很好的那我们的生活当中相对的跟别人生活好当然就能够延年益寿了
So we have to honor our parents.
换句话，我们真的要孝敬父母。
Now let's talk about how to honor our parents.
那我们再来谈谈如何做呢
？We know the human being, our relationship with our parent is ever changing because both of us are growing older and older every day.
我们都知道人，每一个人跟他的父母亲的关系呢，每一天都在改变，因为人会渐渐变老的。
When you were born, your mother, your father is very young.
当我们刚出生婴儿的时候，父母亲都年轻。
Like 20 or 30 something.
也许他们二三十岁而已。
At that time, you're totally depending on your parents.
在那个时候，我们必须要全心的依赖我们的父母亲。
Now, when you become older,
也许我们长大了。
Like when you are like a 10 years old child or 12 years old child.
啊，也许我们来到十几岁的时候。
I think today there are some young people here, 10 years old, 12 years old.
那今天我们在座有十一、十二岁、十三岁的小朋友。
How should you treat your parent?
那么这个时候小朋友如何对待父母？
We have to respect our parent.
我们必须要尊敬父母。
And honor them.
而且能够孝敬他们。
And listen to them.
而且要听他们的话。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 20.
我们请看哥罗西书。
Colossians 3:20.
哥罗西书第三章第二十节。
Colossians 3:20.
哥罗西书第三章第二十节，第二十节，你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
Here tell us young children, if you are young children,
这里告诉我们，如果你还年轻，是别人的小孩的话
，listen to the parent in whatever they say.
啊，这边要说凡事听从父母。
What does it mean?
什么意思啊
？Don't think that, oh, I only listen if I like it.
并不是说我只听我爱听的。
I only listen if it's.Suit my habit.
并不是告诉我们说，只有跟我的习，我想要的习惯，我来才听他。
Bible tells us, if you're small children, young children, you have to listen to your parents, whatever they say.
今天这边说，我们如果是做儿女的，就要凡事听从父母。
Respect them.
而且要尊敬他们。
Don't think, oh, I'm growing up, I have my own will now.
千万不要想说我自己有自己的想法了，我已经长大了。
If the parent tell you,
如果父母亲说了
，Hey, boy, don't sleep too late.
告诉你说，哎，不要太晚睡哦。
It's not good for your health.
太晚睡的话，对身体健康不好哦。
What should you do?
我们该做什么
？He said, "Okay, immediately. Okay, I go to sleep."
我们会赶紧站起来，马上睡觉。
If the parent tell you,
如果父母亲说
，Don't play too long the computer game.
啊，不要在电脑上玩这么久啊。
Play 1 hour.
一小时就好。
And then you should stop.
那么你就要停下来了。
After the 1 hour.
如果一小时之后呢
？Okay, I stop because it's not good for my eyes.
那么我们自己应该知道，一小时到了，对眼睛也不好了。
If the parent tell you, "Hey, boy, I go."
如果爸爸妈妈告诉我们
，Oh boy, do this garbage.
来，儿子啊，做拿垃圾去丢。
Oh, girl, help me with the dishes.
来，女儿啊，帮忙洗碗。
What should we say?
我们该说什么
？Most children will say, "Okay, later, later."
很多小朋友的反应都说，来等一下了。
Until the dish become dry, nobody wash.
那么等到呢，那个餐盘都不能再洗了。
Until the garbage stinks, nobody take away.
那么也许等到垃圾都臭了，还没人拿。
The mother cry every day shouting, nobody do. Okay, I'll do it myself.
那么妈妈有时候会开始骂人了，最后自己来吧。
What we should not do that.
我们身为小朋友的不应该这样做了。
If the parent tell us something, we just do it.
如果今天父母亲告诉我们，我们就应该这么做了。
Let's turn to Luke.
我们请看路加福音。
Jesus show us an example.
路加福音主耶稣告诉我们一个很好的例子。
Chapter 2.
路加福音的第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 47 to 50.
路加福音第二章。
47.
47节。二章47节。凡听见他的，都稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。到五十节，四十八节，他父亲看见就很稀奇，他母亲对他说：“我儿，为什么像我们这样行呢？看哪、啊，你父亲和我伤心来找你。”四十九节，耶稣说：“为什么找我呢？岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗？”五十节，他所说的话他们不明白。五十一节，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
We know who Jesus was.
我们都知道耶稣是谁。
He's God Himself.
他也就是神本身。
But because He wants to save us.
但是为了要拯救人类。
He came to this world.
他道成肉身来到世界。
To be born in a human family.
那么他以人类的方式被生下来在人的家里面。
Grow up day by day.
而且每一天的慢慢长大。
Now he was 12 years old.
今天我们看到他这个时候十二岁了。
He knew his life was different.
他自己知道他的生活会跟别人不同。
So this time he followed his parents go to the temple.
所以这个时候他跟着父母亲来到了圣殿。
The parents went home, but he stayed there to listen to the word of God.
圣殿，父母亲已经离开圣殿了，但是他坐在那边听神的道理。
He didn't know. The parents didn't know he was in the temple.
父母亲并不知道小朋友还留在圣殿。
Searching for the parents.
啊，所以很紧张啊，到处找这个小朋友了。
Find him in the temple.
啊，最后终于在圣殿里面找到了。
The mother tell him.
妈妈说了。
Why do you do this? Make us sad.
妈妈说，你为什么做这样的事来伤我们的心呢
？Jesus said.
主耶稣说了。
Don't you know I should care about my father's business?
主耶稣回答说，岂不知我应当以父的事为念吗
？When Jesus speaks this, he was right.
当主耶稣这么回答的时候，他是说对的事情。
He's not on a human being, small child, 12 years old's perspective to say this.
他回答的并不是以一个人类12岁的小孩子来说的话。
He's God himself, so using a spiritual perspective.
因为他是神，他自己知道要以神的角度来告诉他的父母亲。
But because his parents didn't understand.
很可惜，在那个时候，他父母亲并不了解。
Okay, no problem. I follow you to go home.
他这个时候，主耶稣没有问题，跟他的父母亲回家了。
So if you are young children,
今天我们如果是小朋友
，teenager。
也许是我们这个青年人。
Even though you think you know a lot of stuff,
也许我们都觉得自己学了很多，知道很多。
But still, listen to your parents.
但是重点还是要听从父母。
Because your parents always know more than you.
因为我们的父母呢，总是比我们知道就这么多一
点。Most of the time.
大部分的时间都比我们多一点。
Even they don't know.
就算他们也许没学没知。
Just to make them happy.
但是要让他们心里开高兴。
Because they deserve us to honor them.
因为他们真的是值得我们去尊敬的。
When you are older, when you are like a teenager, like 18 or 20 some years old, when a young man or young girl,
也许青年人长到17岁、18、19岁了。
What should we do to honor our parents?
那么这样年纪的青年人如何来尊敬父母呢？
I should say that we should accept our parents and use our heart of thanksgiving.
我们必须，我应该这样讲，这样时候的年轻人应该要接受父母亲用什么样的心，用感接纳父母亲，用感谢的心来接纳。
Let's turn to the Proverbs chapter 23.
我们请看箴言二十三。
Proverbs 23 verse 22.
箴言第二十三章第二十二节。二十三章第二十二节，你要听从你生你的父亲。你母亲老了也不可藐视她。
Here tell us, just listen to the parent that gave birth to you, the mother, and when your mother is old, do not despise her.
在这边告诉我们要听从生你的父亲，母亲老了也不可以藐视她。
This is to accept your parent.
换句话，要能够接纳父母。
Why the Bible tell us when your mother become old, don't despise her?
为什么圣经在这边特别强调母亲老了不可以藐视？
Because when a person get older, the knowledge they have is less than you.
也许当一个人在年纪大了之后呢，他们所知的没有我们学的多了。
Think about nowadays.
想想现在。
What is the age where the child first touched the computer?
我们可以想想现在的小朋友在多小的时候就懂得用电脑了。
I visited a brother's house. Her daughter is only 4 years old. He taught her to open the computer, MSN, Skype, everything. She know how to do it.
那么我去一个弟兄家访问的时候，看到他4岁的小女儿已经知道怎么样用电脑上面所有的软体来跟别人说话。
Think about your parent.
我们想想自己的父母呢。
When they are 4 years old, when they are 10 years old, what were they doing?
当他们4岁、6岁的时候，他们做什么
？Maybe working in the farm.
也许他们正在农地里面耕田呢。
Maybe working in a factory job.
那么也许在工厂里工作呢。
They have no chance to have this kind of technology.
在那个时候，他们没有办法碰到这么高科技的东西啊。
They even didn't have a chance to go to university.
他们也许完全没有这样的生活机会，能够进大学呢。
You have university degree.
今天我们有大学毕业的文凭了。
You know computer.
也许我们学了电脑了。
But so what?
但是那又怎么样呢？
If it were not your parents sacrifice yourself,
如果不是我们父母亲牺牲的话，
so that we can have good education,
相反的换取的是我们能够有好的学习机会，
live in a good life,
让我们有好的生活方式。
How can we learn what we have today?
那么今天我们如何成就到现在这个地步？
So don't despise your mother when she's old.
所以这边特别强调说，母亲老了不可以藐视。
There was a mother.
有这么一个妈妈。
Don't know how to use computer.
不知道怎么用电脑。
She asked the son.
他问他儿子。
Hey son, can you teach me how to use computer?
他说儿子啊，教我用电脑吧。
The son said, okay, no problem, I teach you.
啊，儿子说好，来，我来教你妈妈。
The mother is very slow to learn.
啊，妈妈这样学的慢呢。
She don't even know how to turn on the computer.
她甚至不知道开关在哪里嘞。
She don't know how to use the mouse.
她真不知道什么叫做老鼠嘞。
Young people, you don't have to teach them; they just know how to use it.
年轻人当然知道什么叫什么了。
My young boys.
但是，我的小孩子，
I never teach them how to use computer.
我从没有教他怎么样用电脑。
Sometimes I put some cartoon on the computer for them.
那么，只不过我有时放一些卡通啦，在电脑上面给他们看。
Sometimes the screensaver become black.
有时候呢，电脑上这个荧幕变黑了。
I just use touch the mousepad, it will come back again.
那么他们就在
I do it, I did it.
我会那个老鼠都动一动，他们就会看再看一次。
After a few times when the screensaver come on, they do it themselves, touch it.
几次之后，他们就知道，哎，这样可以用了，那就知道怎么玩了。
But the old people is not like that.
但是老人家可不同了。
If you teach your mother computer, you spend hours. They're still asking the same question.
如果我们教自己的父母亲用电脑，也许几个小时之后，他们还在问第一个问题。
But be patient.
但是要能够有耐心。
Don't forget.
不要忘记了。
It was your mother, your father teach you how to ABC.
那么这是我们的父母亲当初不也是这样教我们如何念英文吗
？Teach you how to walk.
教我们怎么走路吗？
Teach you how to talk.
教我们怎么说话吗？
Don't think that, oh, you're old, you're no use.
啊，不要想说他们已经老了没用了。
Don't despise your mother. Don't despise your father when they are old.
所以这边说到说父母亲老了不可以藐视啊。
Accept them as they are.
反过来我们要能够接纳他们现在的状况。
Because one day they'll be, you'll be old too.
因为有一天我们也会像他一样。
Don't think you are very smart.
啊，不要想说自己特别聪明。
When the later generation come out, you'll be obsolete too.
当下一代学的东西比我们强的时候，我们可能也就要淘汰了。
Don't despise our parents.
所以在这边说，不要藐视他们。
Secondly,
第二个
，What does it mean to you know, young people like 18 or 20 or when you're 20 something? How should we treat your parents?
所以今天我们说，如果青年人要怎么样去对待我们的父母呢
？How to honor them?
如何尊敬他们呢
？I think it's very important.
有一件事很重要。
Listen to them talking. Talk to them.
换句话，能够听他们说话，并且跟他们说话。
Now, when a person enters young adulthood, young age.
当一个年轻人进入所谓年轻时代
的时候，
青年时代的时候，大家觉得自己都是最聪明的。
They like to talk to their own friend.
他们喜欢跟自己年纪的一般的朋友呢说话。
They would not like to talk to their own parents.
他们比较不喜欢跟自己已经年老的父母说话。
And they would think, oh, the parents sometimes too murmuring, bugging on me, and talking too much.
啊，大家都觉得说自己的父母亲老了，又唠叨了，又啰嗦了。
Because mostly what the parents say is repeating the same thing.
因为我们会发现呢，父母亲跟小孩讲的话，事实上都很多重复的部分。
Don't go home late.
告诉你说，提醒你说，
put on clothes,
要吃得好，穿得好，
study health,
要记得要穿衣服。
So they think, oh, the parents talking too much. I don't want to hear them.
所以种种这样一切之后，年轻人就觉得说，哎，每天都这一套事情。
But of course, being a parent, we should be smart too.
但是身为父母亲也要有智慧哦。
If every time we talk to our children, saying the same thing,
如果每一天我们所讲的都是同样的东西，
then don't complain your children run away from you.
那么不要说到时候小朋友不见了。小孩子不见了。
So of course, sometimes we ask about the children other aspect of their life. Don't just tell them, "Oh, study hard, get a good grade."
所以父母亲都要学着说，哎，怎么样生活当中找话题跟小朋友讲不一样东西。
But the children, when a parent become old,
但是呢，当父母亲变老了
，we have to listen to them.
那么我们要能够听他们说话。
Because we know that when a person getting older,
因为我们知道人如果老了
have less friend.
那么就朋友也少了。
And old people, they are easy to feel loneliness in their hearts.
所以老人家为什么说我们老人家很容易孤单呢
？So young people, especially children, we have to, if our parents still around, try to talk to them more.
所以今天我们的父母如果还健在的话，身为小孩子的就要常常跟父母亲说话。
Call them up.
打打电话啦。
Let's look at what Jesus saw as the example.
我们看耶稣给我们一个很好的榜样。
When Jesus was working in the world.
当主耶稣在世界上工作了
，He was very busy.
他当然很忙了。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
我们请看马太福音十二章
，chapter 12 verse 46.
马太福音第十二章的第四十六节，马太福音第十二章的第四十六节，耶稣还对众人说话的时候，不料他母亲和他弟兄站在外面。
You see, when Jesus was working, he was preaching that he was so busy. His mother and his brother want to talk to him.
我们看主耶稣在讲道的时候呢，他多么的忙碌。那他的父母亲在外面想要跟他说话了。
Sometimes our parents really want to talk to us, do we know?
有时候我们是不是真的了解父母亲真的想跟我们说句话？哎
，Really have a deep conversation, really have a good chat.
那么他真的希望跟我们坐下来好好谈一谈。
When was the last time you really talked to your parent in a deep way and meaningful way?
啊，我们特别想一想，我们什么时候真的坐下来花了很长的时间跟父母好好的谈一谈呢
？Some parents always complain to me.
那有时候父母亲跟我这边抱怨了。
The young people were studying other cities.
那么他们的小朋友呢，都已经到外面去念书了，国外去念书了。
Yeah, the children will call.
小朋友会打电话回来的。
When do they call?
什么时候打呢
？Hey, mom, the money is finished.
打电话来的时候就是说钱不够了。
Can you send some money?
那么再送点钱来吧。
And then after sending the money, no call.
送完钱之后呢，就不再有电话了。
After a few months.
几个月之后呢
？Oh, I need the money to go to vacation.
几个月之后电话又来了，哎，我要用点钱去度假。
Oh, my friend go somewhere. Can you send some money?
啊，因为我要跟我朋友呢去一些地方玩。
Okay, send some money. No call.
然后钱再送过去之后，哎，又没音讯。
After a few months.
几个月之后
，Hey, mom, I need a car.
啊，妈妈跟妈妈说，哎，我要车子。
Send some money.
再来点钱吧。
Every time calling, you sending asking money.
换句话，小朋友每一次打电话回来就是要钱要这个。
So before the mom pick up the phone, you know that this call is asking for money.
所以呢，母亲、妈妈如果要接电话之前，晓得这个电话呢，绝对是要钱的电话。
Don't just talk to the parent when you need something.
换句话，身为小孩子，不要只是有需要才去找父母。
We should talk to the parent, asking what do you need.
我们应该反过来问问说父母亲，哎，你要什么
？Even if you are studying,
也许我们还在念书。
You cannot earn so much money.
我没有办法赚大钱。
But ask your parents, hey, how are you doing recently?
但是要问问父母亲说，哎，最近还好吗？
Even if you're in other city, your parent is other country.
也许我们在国外念书，在其他城市念书的。
Call them up more often.
那么要常常打电话。
How do you feel recently?
问问他们说，哎，生活好吗？
Is there anything I can get for you?
那么是不是什么东西我可以从这边给带给你呢？
Oh, I can pray for you.
啊，我能为你祷告吗？
Is your health is doing all right?
是不是你都还身体都还健康吗？
Oh, listen to the parent what they say to you. So comforted, even though you cannot give them any material.
所以换句话，听父母亲讲话，事实上对他们是一种安慰的。
And then accepting your parent also means you forgive your parent.
接纳他们，也就是原谅他们的意思。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20.
我们请看箴言二十章二十节。
Proverbs 20:20.
箴言二十章二十节，咒骂父母的，他的灯必灭，变为漆黑的黑暗。
This is to warn us.
这是给我们一个警告啊！
If whoever cursing his own parent,
这里说凡是咒骂父母的，
his lamp will become dim and become total darkness.
这里灯他的灯必灭，而且要变成漆黑的黑暗。
This parent, including your parent-in-law.
那么这个父母亲包括自己的岳父母哦，
婆婆公公啊，
婆婆公公哦。
Usually, why will a person curse his own parent? It's not easy, right?
也许我们会觉得说咒骂自己的父母恐怕不是这么。不是这么容易发生的。
Why would it happen?
那么为什么会这样发生呢？
If a person curses his parent, must be he have so much bitterness in his heart toward his parent or parent-in-law.
所以换句话，如果开始会咒骂父母或咒骂自己的这个岳父母的公公婆婆的话呢，表示他真的很恨他们。
He may have been suffering so much. He may be hurt by the parent or the parent so much.
也许被父母亲已经伤害得很深了，非常讨厌他们了。
Or just like what I said, maybe the parent ignored them when they were growing up.
那么也许呢，就好像在生活这个过去的生活当中，父母亲这个疏忽他了。
Maybe the parent was not treating fair to the sibling.
如果他也许他觉得父母亲对他不公平了，在兄弟姐妹不公平了。
Maybe the parent did not give whatever they want in their heart.
那也许他心里想要的父母亲没有提供了。
Or maybe the parent themselves has many weaknesses in character, so that is very unbearable for the child.
也许他自己看到自己的父母亲呢，有许多的弱点、缺点呢，他们忍受不住了。
But the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我
们 ，Even our parent is not perfect, have many weaknesses.
今天，圣经告诉我们，父母亲虽然有很多的缺点，也许我们没有办法接受的。
You have to accept them.
但是相对的，圣经告诉我们一定要接受。
You cannot curse them.
我们没有办法说去咒骂他们。
Because if you curse them,
如果我们咒骂
，God look at you.
那么神会看着我们。
God hear what you said.
神会听到我们所说的。
Your lamp will become dim.
重点这里说到我们的灯会灭的。
Become total darkness.
而且这个灭到像漆黑的黑暗一样。
You'll be no blessing, no hope, no joy for yourself.
换句话，在我们的生活里面，在未来是没有任何福气可言了。
Think about our life.
想想我们的生活。
Today are we blessed?
今天我们被
祝福吗？
祝福吗？
Or are you living in a very tough life?
或是我们的生活是这么的困苦呢？
Think about, are you living in a tough life?
是不是我们想想看，我们今天的生活是不是一切艰难呢？
Are you blessed?
是不是我们真的受到祝福呢？
If no, no blessing.
如果在我们生活里面找不到神的祝福，
Think about what is your relationship with your parents.
我们应该立刻回想我们跟父母亲的关系怎么样了。
Sometimes we forget about think about this line.
也许我们有时候会忘记这条线。
Why? Whatever I do, no blessing.
为什么我在生活当中所有东西有困难，不受神的祝福？
We try to find a solution everywhere.
也许我们到四周去找，问题到底在哪里？
Sometimes the Bible tells us your line may be the other side. Your parent, you are forgetting somewhere.
从圣经这里告诉我们，也许呢，我们的父母亲等在另外一端，等着我们去孝顺他。
Your lamp is dimming.
也许我们的灯就快要灭掉了。
I see many people been blessed by God.
今天我看到许多弟兄姐妹呢，都受到神的祝福。
All of them are very good to their parents.
啊，都是因为他们真的尊敬他的父母。
So this is very important.
这一点是很大的、很重要的一件事。
So even when Jesus was so busy,
所以就算主耶稣非常忙碌了
，He also spent some time going home time to talk to the parents.
那么他仍
to talk to the mother.
他仍然花时间回到他的故乡跟妈妈讲话。
Let's turn back to Matthew 13.
我们再看回马太十三章。
Matthew 15 verse 53.
马太福音十五章五十三节。五十三章。
Chapter 13 verse 53.
马太福音第十三章第五十三节。十三章第五十三节，耶稣说完了这些比喻，就离开那里，来到自己的家乡，在会堂里教训人，甚至他们都稀奇说，这个人从哪里得有这等智慧和异能呢？
Jesus always once in a while go back to his own hometown.
我们看到主耶稣偶尔就会回到他自己的故乡。
Why did Jesus go back to his own town?
为什么他要回到家乡呢？
Not because of the holy work.
并不只是单纯为了圣工而已。
Because Jesus knows when I go back to this hometown, people don't respect me there.
他知道说他回到他自己的家乡，很多人不尊敬他的。
Because people know Jesus when they grow up, when he grew up, he became a little boy, they know them.
因为他四周人都知道主耶稣就在这个乡村里面长大了，所以认识主耶稣。
But why did Jesus go back to hometown?
那主耶稣在这里为什么说要来到自己的故乡家乡呢？
I think one of the reasons.
其中一个理由。
I think he really wanted to spend some time with his parents, with his mother, because his father is no more there.
其中一个理由就是他希望回到家乡看看自己的老妈妈，因为爸爸已经不在了。
Even though you're busy to see your parents.
那么就算是再忙，都要回家去看看父母亲。
Now, however, when you get old, when you become mature, you're independent.
所以今天我们再进一步说，我们长大了，我们成熟了。
What should we do to honor our parents?
那么这个时候的阶段，我们如何来做孝敬父母？
We should recognize our parents and support our parents financially.
我们要能够认同父母亲，并且能够在经济上面支援他们。
Today, maybe we can become a very successful person in the world.
今天因为我们的努力在社会上，我也许我们会可以有一个成为一个成就有
很好的人。If we become successful,
如果我们今天很有成就了
，there are two factor we cannot forget.
那么有两个重点我们不可以忘记。
Never can forget.
完全永远不能忘记。
The first factor.
第一个
is God.
就是神。
If God does not allow us to be blessed.
今天如果神不让我们在福气上得着的话
，we cannot be successful.
我们不可能得福气而成功。
So when you're successful, don't forget about God.
所以今天我们如果有成就成功的话，不要忘记神。
If you are smart.
如果我们今天聪明的话
，don't forget it's God who makes you smart.
我们不要忘记说是因为神让我们有这样的聪明。
If you can earn money,
今天如果我们能赚钱的话
，don't forget it's God who gives you opportunity you can earn money.
不要忘记神在背后提供给我们机会来赚大钱。
It is God.
因为神在背后的。
The second factor we cannot forget if you are successful.
第二个因素，如果我们成功的话，第二个因素不能忘记的
，is your parent.
就是我们背后的父母。
Who support you to go to school?
今天谁支援我们经济上能够读书
？Who take care of you when you are sick?
谁能够在我们生病的时候照顾我们
？Is your parent，
也就是我们的父母。
So when we become successful, we cannot forget about parents.
所以今天我们在别人面前成就很高的时候，不要忘记父母。
We have to recognize the parent.
我们必须要认同他们。
There was a very famous pianist.
那么有这么一个很成功的、很有名的钢琴家
，Chinese pianist，
中国的钢琴家。
Work his way out.
那么他真的是非常有名了。
Become very famous.
他非常努力成为一个非常有名的钢琴家。
He was very young.
而且年轻哦。
The first time he played in Carnegie Hall in New York.
那么第一次他在纽约这个卡拉基河这个大堂演奏的时候。
He played so well.
他弹得非常好。
Everybody applauding.
每一个人站起来给他鼓掌。
He was so successful.
他很成功的啦。
He achieved his dream.
换句话，他的梦想成真了。
At the end, what did he do?
最后他做什么
？He introduced his father coming along.
然后在最后的时候，他介绍他的父亲出场。
He telling the crowd.
然后告诉所有人
，This is my father.
告诉所有人说，这就是我的爸爸。
And then he played piano. His father played 二胡。
他弹琴，然后他的爸爸呢拉二胡。
Wow, everybody praise. Oh, this father is good.
每个人都觉得哇，这个爸爸真的太好。
Can raise this up, this child up. He's a genius. He's a pianist.
能够在这样的家庭里面，能够培养这么聪明、这么行的钢琴家。
Without this father, there will be no this pianist.
也许没有这个父亲的话，也就看不到今天这么有名的钢琴家。
Recognize the father.
换句话，他们认可这个父亲。
Sometimes I think we Christians shouldn't we do more than that?
所以我们今天基督徒不是应该做的比别人更多吗
？When you're successful，
今天我们成功的话
，introduce your parent to your colleague。
我们当然要很勇敢的介绍我们的父母亲给我们的同事认识。
Introduce your old parent to your friend。
来把我们的老父母亲跟我们的朋友认识。
Introduce your old parent to your clients。
跟我们的父母带着我们父母亲跟我们的客人认识。
Introduce your parent to your boss。
跟我们的老板认识。
This is my father。
告诉他们说这就是我的父母亲。
This is my mother。
这就是我的妈妈。
Without them, I cannot be successful.
因为没有他们，今天我就不会站在这里。
We have to remember this.
所以我们常常要记得这一点。
And secondly,
第二个
，If we are mature, we are independent. Don't forget, we have to support our parents financially.
今天如果我们长大了，有能力了，我们不要忘记在经济上支援我们的父母亲。
Remember, when our parents become old,
记得要必须要记得说，当父母亲老了
，They stop earning money, they are retired.
他们也许在经济能力上没有办法像以前这样。退休了。
When you are earning money,
所以今天我们有能力赚钱。
Even though you earn more or less, doesn't matter.
不论你多少的问题。
Give them something.
那么在日常生活里提供他们一些事情。
From your heart.
从心里面就做起。
And they will feel warm. They say, "Oh, my children really remember me."
那么他们会因为我们的动作呢， 会受感动，觉得说我们的小孩真的记得我们。
Sometimes it's not the money, the amount that matters.
有时候不是说多少的问题。
But it's your heart.
重点是那颗心的问题。
Remember when we were small, we received the money, pocket money from our parents.
我们记不记得当我们还小的时候，我们从父母亲拿零用钱
？Now you earn money.
今天我们反过来已经赚钱了。
Will we give something back to our parents?
那我们是不是应该在生活上提供他们一些所需呢
？Just to show that we love them and care for them.
那么，因为这样的动作表示我们对他们的关心跟爱心呢
？This is the basic things.
因为这都是最基本的。
Even people who are not Christian are doing the same thing.
那么，就算世界上有些不是基督徒的人，也都做同样的事情。
How much more if we are Christian?
那么今天，何况我们是基督徒呢
？Should we do even more?
我们是不是应该比别人做的更多一些
？So before we say we senior appreciation other elderly people.
所以今天我们说，我们敬老 不只是敬敬别的老人之前。
Before we appreciate other elderly people，
那么在我们尊敬别的老人之前
，Think about how do we honor our own elderly people。
今天我们要想一想，在家里面的老人，我们怎么样自己来尊敬他
？But the most important thing to honor the parent。
但是最重要的要孝敬父母。
We have to preach the gospel to them。
我们必须要传福音给他们。
Some people tell me，
有人告诉我说
，Your church is very good。
你们教会啊，真的很好。
The Bible is very good.
圣经也很好。
I really want to believe.
我真的很想信主。
But I cannot believe now.
但是这个时候我信不下去。
I said why?
为什么
？If the Bible is so good, why don't we believe?
那么既然你说这都一切都很好，为什么你不信呢
？Well, my father is still alive.
因为呢，我的父亲还健在。
I said why?
为什么
？Because my father cannot accept me believe in Jesus.
因为我的父母亲呢，没有办法接受我去信耶稣。
So I have to wait for him to die.
所以我必须要等到他去世。
After he die, he will not complain.
那么他去世之后就不会抱怨我去信耶稣。
Then I will come to believe.
那么那个时候我才信。
哇 ，so good the child, so filial piety. Is it true?
我们可以看看哦，这个小孩真是听话，这真的是这样子吗
？I never want to anger his parent, right?
换句话，在这件事情上面，他永远不要得罪他的父母亲。
Do you think this person honor the parent?
我们觉得这个真的是叫做尊敬父母吗
？This is the most selfish children.
那么这可以说是最自私的小孩。
Why?
为什么
？If you know this Bible is good.
今天如果我们认可这个圣经是好的
，If you know inside there's eternal life.
我们都知道这里带有的永生的生命。
If you want, you have to believe in Jesus to go to heaven.
如果我们都知道我们要能够信主才能够进永生的话，那我的爸爸不信。
Okay, so I don't believe first. I wait for him to die so that I believe. You go to heaven yourself.
那么我们的反应是说，我等到他去世之后呢，你去地狱，我到天堂。
You go to hell, suffer. I don't care. I go heaven myself.
那么你到地狱去痛苦，我到天堂享受。
Is this really good to our parents?
这真的叫做尊敬父母吗
？If you really love your parents，
今天我们如果真的尊敬爱我们的父母
，Even though your parents didn't understand，
就算我们的父母亲不了解
，You believe first，
我们要先信主
，You pray for their parents，
然后为父母亲祷告
，Preach for them，
向他们传福音
，You pray that before they die one day they can come to believe。
我们的重点要能够在他们去世之前，让他们也一起来跟我们信主。
It's not that, oh you wait for you die first and then I go baptize，
并不是说让他们去世之后呢，我才来信主就好。
This is not filial piety。
这不叫做听话了。
So pray for your parents every day if they have not believed in Christ yet.
所以今天我们在座的，如果父母亲还没信主，要每天为他们祷告。
So that we can receive blessing from the Lord.
那么我们就能够从主那边领受福气。
Let's sing hymn 228.
我们请唱赞美诗228首。